When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, normally on Fridays, we have Elliot on the phone, but because we're here in the studio, we have Elliot here. We are blessed. This Elliot Shore Parks appearance brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, in your wildest dreams, could you have ever imagined that the defense of this particular football team this year would be as awesome as they are?
It's called a big dose of D.
So I will say, I did say in training camp, I thought they would be a top 10 defense. Just putting that out there. But I never thought they would be this good.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being a top 10 defense, where it's, you know, 22 points a game, whatever, and being this good. And I think what they've accomplished this year that I didn't think they would accomplish is the amount of confidence they have earned from the fan base and the team is surprising to me. Like, we can debate, and I heard Ike say this earlier, I think it's right. Like, you can't compare them to all-time great Eagles defenses yet. But just in terms of a level of confidence, I can't remember the last time there was a defense this good. Like, I stood up for the 2022 defense all year. But even I, when they went up against great quarterbacks, said, well, guess what? When you play great quarterbacks, that's what's going to happen. It doesn't happen on this defense. Like, Joe Burrow, they shut him down. I know the Saints now are not great, but when they went into that Saints game, they were averaging like 40 points a game. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we saw what they did last night. So what's just surprising to me is how much confidence I have in them. I didn't think it would get to that level.
I'd say the biggest thing that surprises me is how good they play without a consistent pass rush.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very difficult to play defense at this level and have sustained success without having a dominant front. And while they'll flash and do some good things from time to time, that front doesn't, other than Jalen Carter, doesn't put fear in an opposing offensive line.
I mean, Josh Sweat has 6 sacks in, what, nine games now? Is it 10 games? Which is not a bad output.
No, he's been fine.
No one goes into that game thinking, all right, we got to figure out how to stop.
Yeah,
and what I think is surprising about it is, in our time, like, covering and following the Eagles, it's always been the opposite. Like,
yes.
It's always been,
yes,
they start with a great defensive line, and then the back seven figures it out.
Yep.
What I didn't take into account at the trade deadline, where I was like, you got to trade for somebody, you got to get somebody, is the back seven has made the front four better.
Yep.
And that's probably the first time in my Eagles covering time I can think of that happening.
Yeah, and all of that stuff allows Fangio to get a little creative with who's rushing the passer. And I think that the other reason that people, I think there's two reasons that people have gravitated to them. First of all, I think fans love young players.
Yep.
And being able to get behind Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, and I think that it's exciting because you can think about the future, not just right now. The other thing is they hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
And people like defense where they can see, not just the points, you can see it happening.
Yeah, this is a
Bond hits and Dean that hits Bond, and Mitchell hits.
There we go.
It's the defensive city, man.
It is. Always has been.
It's good to be back, too. It's no longer a luxury.
Jack's brand of football. Yeah, you can be proud of the Eagles again.
Dude, they have an upgraded coordinator from 2022, 100%. It's good to be,
probably.
It's good to be proud in the D again.
I mean, that Zach Bond hit on fourth down on Jaden Daniels
was incredible.
Was one of the harder, impactful hits I mean, really, can you think of one since, like, the Dawkins hit on Crumpler? Like, I'm...
Oh, would you relax? I mean, you are.
Think of one.
Dude, Malcolm Jenkins lit up Brandon Cooks in the Super Bowl.
That was a good one. Okay, that's
right.
A good one. I didn't say there was none. I said, can you think of
Reggie Bush.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
You didn't really think at
all. So you can think of one since the Sheldon Brown one, which was like 13 years ago.
Carl Banks hit off of Mitch Williams
was a big hit. We all remember. Yes, exactly.
You know, Gary wants to talk about the defense. Gary, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
I'm sorry, Jack. I didn't realize when you said I like D 10 times, and I didn't say it back. But what you were getting at, Paul.
Yeah.
And
welcome to the show, Gary.
Yeah.
I know. Accountability. Chuck did not say hi to Jack.
Mm.
Yeah, well, the callers are,
had a long conversation before we even got
the callers are slipping on acknowledging me as a part of the show.
I think what happens is they've already talked to you,
Jack,
so they think. But
yeah, but that means I get no credit on the air,
and we need everyone to address
exactly.
Jack as well.
You can't let it get out of hand.
I have a second kid on the way.
Yeah.
I don't know why that matters.
Well, it's affecting my paycheck.
Oh, yes. Okay, right.
Names on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Gary.
And before we talk about the day, if we're talking about caller crime, the VAR guy, Denzel Ward is called the warden.
Yes.
Q.
Yeah, that was wrong. Yep. We're not going to call Q the warden. His nickname is his nickname's Q. That's what everybody calls him.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's a great nickname.
Yes.
Yep.
The gang tackling last night was just insane. On that Slay tackle, if that guy is so lucky to Slay tackle him because he didn't, Cooper was going to clean him up like nobody's business.
How about Slay hitting somebody last night?
Did you see Slay?
That's it's a contagious thing where he's getting into it. He's like, all right, I'll hit too. The other big hit that goes a little under discussed is that N'Kobe tackle in the open field Daniels on third down. I mean, that's a really
that
tough
easy,
play to make. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alligator tackle, you know what I'm saying, Ike?
Yes, sir.
Me too.
Ike knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Gary. Thank you for the call. All right. So I want to get to the quarterback real quick, and then we have somebody's called back, so we'll get to that in a moment as well. Your big proclamation yesterday,
yes,
was that last night is on Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
And it's got to be a star night. It's prime time.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels played bad for sure, but Jalen separately, you were judging last night's game and putting it on Jalen. He did not play well last night.
He did not.
So what is your next day?
Like, yeah.
Where are you with it?
So he did outplay Jaden Daniels. Like he did. And he won
he
the
did.
Game.
He
and
did.
I think last night is kind of the perfect Jalen game in a way, because you watch it live and you watch it this morning. And there were so many plays out there to be made that I didn't think he made. But he won the game, and I think if we want to look at it through like a realistic expectation for the rest of this year, last night is an example of why they can win the Super Bowl with him, because he doesn't make the big mistake to lose the game. He did not play great, for sure. Like, he missed guys. I think he's regressed over the past 2 weeks.
He has.
But if he plays that level of football he did last night, yeah, they can win the Super Bowl with them, because if they don't turn the ball over, you saw last night, eventually Saquon will make a play. Eventually he'll make another one. AJ will make a play. The defense is obviously outstanding. So
what you're doing is talking about the rest of the team.
Yeah,
not him,
well, that's
though.
Part of it, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, yes, you are right that Jalen did not carry them to the win. But with the team around him, which is the situation we are in, if he doesn't make a mistake, That's a big deal. Like, the turning point in that game in a lot of ways was the mistake Jaden Daniels made, the interception he threw. The Eagles went from up 19-10 to 26-10 in a blink of like an eye, right? If he doesn't throw that interception, maybe they drive down the field. Who knows what happens? Jalen didn't make the mistake that made things go from bad to worse, and that's what they need out of him.
Well, and you said he won the game, and it's crazy because there was a play, I think it was early in the third quarter, when Jaden Daniels was running for a first down,
yeah,
and Saquon jumped in and stopped him. And then Jalen had, I think it was like 24 carries for 140
yards.
Well,
no, and he did have the interception off Jaden Daniels, too.
Did.
I don't know if you saw that,
yes.
Which was awesome.
So, which is why he deserves credit for the win.
Yeah, well, he absolutely deserves credit for the win.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. Like,
Can you just say he played bad?
I started with he played bad.
Okay.
He played bad. And I watched it today and I thought he played worse. There are so many plays out there that he should have made. Like easy plays, right? But you can't overlook the fact that he's now won again. And that is part of who he is. It just is what it is. You can appreciate it. You cannot appreciate it. It really doesn't matter.
So let me ask you something else. If the, let's say the defense didn't play quite as well.
Then they probably would have lost.
Okay. So,
right.
So like, let's just, and I don't want to, I don't want to belabor it, but also there will be a point where we talk about leaving points on the field. There will be a point where leaving points on the field hurts them.
There absolutely might be.
Yeah.
There might be, but it is worth noting that in a game that was tight, he's not the quarterback that blinked first. And that's what I wanted to see last night. Jaden Daniels was the one that blinked first. He was the one that effectively ended the game with that interception. Jalen could have done
because
that.
He was forced to throw because he was down. So,
but to be fair, Jalen, they were losing that game at halftime. It was a close game almost the entire time. He had pressure on him. He threw it 28 times. It was not like an 18-attempt game.
True.
And the ball didn't go in danger's way one time.
Hold up. So my favorite part is that, yeah, they're down at halftime. Their first drive of the third quarter, what they run, 10 straight times to score a touchdown?
Yeah.
So like that's all. That's
and
all
right before halftime, too. Yeah.
Again, I did not say he carried to him. Gary carried them to win. What I'm saying is the way he played last night, taking care of the ball, they will win 8 out of 10 games with him playing that way.
Here's what. Oh,
and yes,
sorry,
it's part of the roster, which is part of it. But like the style they need him to play, he plays.
And there was a point in the game they were still losing 10-6, and I think we were backed up on maybe like the 5-yard line, 10-yard line, somewhere like that. And I tweeted out. That's why I just had to go look at the tweet, and I said, okay, Jalen, you need to step up on this drive and start making plays, whether it's with your arm or with your legs, don't matter. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's the drive they went down and eventually got the touchdown. And it wasn't a bunch of throws, but it was some throws in there. He did some things with his legs. That fourth quarter, and to Elliott's point, and this is probably why I lean a little more with Elliott in this sense that you can win with him. Not that he played great last night or even very good last night. He played okay last night. But the fourth quarter, when plays needed to be made, he made plays. The pass to Dallas Goedert up the sideline. You know, the run where he stretched to get the first
third
down.
And seven.
Yeah, the
got
third
seven
and
yards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, he did make plays late in the game where, as opposed to doing things to cost your team the game.
Where I would put it is, I agree they can win with him.
Mm-hmm.
My worry is that he could be the reason that they don't win well.
And that's legitimate.
Yeah. I'll say this, too.
that's legit.
I heard the open of the show. We're talking about it now. I think everything you're saying is absolutely fair. I think there is a real world where the weakest part of this team is Jalen. I don't disagree with you on that. But I also
think that's a little strong.
Well, but I think we do this thing with Jalen where it's like, well, in this hypothetical world, he can't win. Or what if this happens and he can't win? Or what about this? Like, if it comes to the point where they're in Detroit and they lose that game 37-23 because he can't move the ball, we'll see.
And we're gonna talk about
But right now, there's been really not a ton of indications. I mean, they were in one shootout this year and they won it with Jalen, for what it's worth. The Packers game was a shootout.
I don't even remember. Yeah, but the
it feels like
game,
that was. I mean, it was. The defense kept him in early and he played poorly. But what was that game?
32. Oh,
yeah, I mean, that was a shootout, right? So they've been in one shootout and he made plays late. In the Super Bowl, he did not, like, he had the fumble, which mattered. But he played pretty well in that game. So,
and he had the fumble early.
Against Kansas City.
No, against Kansas City.
Yeah,
that was the first half fumble. I mean, when he got the ball in the Super Bowl, the couple times that he did, they went down and scored, except Nick kicked the field goal on 4th and 6. He should have
been aggressive. I agree. Yeah. But Buffalo last year was a shootout. They won that one. So he has shown he can win shootouts. He didn't have to do it last night. And so I'm happy that he took care of the ball and wasn't reckless with it, because that's what last night required.
Yeah, but he also could have, the game could have been a blowout if he does his job early. You know,
that's fair. Yeah.
I agree with that.
So here's what Ryan Fitzpatrick said last night about Jalen. Well, I mean, AJ was visibly frustrated last night.
As was Devonta.
Yeah, and I can understand it.
Yes.
Rightfully so.
Now, Chuck rejoins us. For anyone who doesn't know, Chuck left the afternoon show and has been calling recently. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, boy, give my apology. Listen, let me say this, right?
Yeah.
You know what you did, Spike. You know what you did. But I'm going to leave it at that. I don't want to make this about me.
Well, you are.
We would never do that.
What did I do? You were mad that I didn't get to your call quick enough.
No. This is about the Eagles win after Vic Grant. And I, you know, never thought that Bryce Harper listened to this show because of me. I'm serious, man.
Well, that didn't really cross our mind.
That he listens to the show because of you.
Yeah, that's not what we were saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we lose Chuck?
No, he's hanging up on us.
Oh my God.
This is drama.
It's hard to watch you guys fight.
I love you both. Know what I did. What did I do? Like, he's the one that was texting me and stuff. I didn't do anything to Chuck. He's just mad I didn't take his call quick enough. Come on, grow up. So
feels like a regression. We're in a good spot.
Yeah.
I just love you both. I want to see you in good places.
Yeah.
My lover, not a
fighter. Have fun calling Hugh and Joe at 12:30 or something. And by the way, no more. This is what I'm saying, Jack. If he calls again, the only way I'm going to go to him is...
I would say let's not go to him.
Okay.
It's enough is enough.
Okay.
Enough is enough. We're on the air and people are listening to this. Yeah, this is not a private call that we're doing here.
Coach Sirianni. So this is two straight weeks where there hasn't been any Coach Sirianni discussion afterwards, which seems like
a win.
But
he did coach last night.
He did coach.
Okay.
No. We said the same thing.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Their resolve, I think, is you have to credit to him.
Right.
Their, you know, like that stick-to-itiveness, the stick-together stuff that we see in the locker room and, you know, the trying to pump up Jake Elliott afterwards, they get credit for being that way, but you also, that is a reflection of the coach. I do feel like at some point soon, and it feels like it's starting to swing a little bit, the Nick Sirianni thing will swing back the other way.
In a positive way, you mean.
Yeah, I think.
I think he belongs in the Coach of the Year discussion. If you look at what he's done this year, the team's record, and people will go, well, he was supposed to win. Not really. He started the year as one of the coaches on the hot seat around the league, right?
So why would Dan Campbell be in the Coach of the Year discussion? He's supposed to win, too.
Well, right. And my thing with Dan Campbell is, who does a great job, everyone seems to hold Vic Fangio against Nick Sirianni. I don't see anybody be like, well, Dan's only winning because of Ben Johnson, right? Like, both of them have coordinators that are really helping them. So... yeah, I think he's doing a great job.
And you can see in New York last year, the whole defensive coordinator who's got the gruff attitude, who says whatever he wants, who makes everybody mad. If you are the wrong kind of head coach, that can blow up like it did with Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll last year.
Yeah.
So I think there's something about Sirianni. It's interesting because he is perceived in one way as being cocky, and, you know, and chest out and me. But I think there is something to him as well that is egoless almost in the building.
Definitely.
And it allows somebody like Vic Fangio to exist within that infrastructure without the sort of friction that you would get from a different head coach.
And I think sometimes people view that as a weakness. Like, people be like, he's a puppet. He doesn't get, like, I think it's a strength in some ways. Like, he gets along with Howie. He is open to the ideas about the coordinators, and it's winning. And what I would also say, and Spike, I don't know how closely you follow the NBA, but like if you look at around sports, right?
It's a good line. Thank you. Underrated Elliott.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
If you look around sports, I think there's this perception that having a ton of talent makes your job easy. Like, I don't know if that's completely true. Like, yes, you'd rather have more talent, but there are different challenges when you have talent than there are when you don't, right? We've seen a lot of really good rosters across all sports not reach what they're supposed to reach. Yep. Not because they're not talented, because the coach is bad, right? So the Jets this year, they have talent. They're a disaster. They had to fire their head coach. Their new head coach sucks. In the NBA, we see it all the time. Like, stars come, look at the Phoenix Suns, right? Like, stars come together. It's about the team, like the coach that can put it together. So yes, Nick does have a ton of talent, but his challenge is different than a challenge like, you know, a Brian Daboll, or maybe not to use that example, but
a team that's going, Washington's coach. Yes, exactly.
It's a different type of challenge. And so I think we do this with Coach of the Year where we go, well, he's winning, but only because he has talent. That doesn't mean he's not doing a great job. His challenge is just different than another coach's challenge.
On some level, this Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, not happy, that will be on him to manage and make sure that they can be personally frustrated. I actually am impressed by the fact that they're frustrated. After everyone thought they'll sign this contract and then they won't care about performance anymore. No, those guys want to be awesome.
Yeah.
Right? Even if they're not going to get another contract after this year, those guys want to be awesome. So that will come down to, not that he can control everything all the time, but a portion of that will come down to Sirianni making sure that those guys don't let that thing become bigger than the rest of the team.
And honestly, I think it's on him and Jalen.
Yes.
He's the quarterback. Hey, man, that's on me. I got to get you the ball.
Yeah.
I hang in there with me. I know it's a little frustrating. I got you, though. Mm-hmm. So as a quarterback, yeah, part of your job is politicking on the offensive side of the ball. When you got this many offensive mouths to feed, yeah, you're also part of keeping everybody's mind in the right frame so that everybody's thinking about the team goal. It's the head coach, especially since he's an offensive coach. The head coach and Jalen, in my opinion. And I could throw Kellen in there if I felt like he had a voice. He even speaks anytime.
Now he does nothing. Yeah.
Saying something.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like that.
And the other thing, too, and Ike, I'd be curious for your perspective from when you played with Andy. But, like, one thing I noticed with this team, and I noticed it last night. So, like, Nick says the term flip and find when talking about after a player catches the ball, like, if you're not the one that catches it, you turn and look for who to block. Like, that's what they call it, right? But what I notice is, like, so Nick says it, then Jalen says it, then Grant Calcaterra says it, then Goddard says it. And I think it's noteworthy that, like, it seems like the message Nick is saying, you hear it other players. Like, it's the first indication. It resonates, right?
Yes, that's the first indicator.
I think it's a sign that it's getting through.
Yep.
I'm just curious, like, if you...
No, I totally agree. Okay. And we would repeat things that Big Red said in the meetings.
And like, they do it with Jalen, too, by the way. Like, keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I think that is a sign that your message is being received by the other guys. Mm-hmm. It definitely is a sign of it.
Speaking of Grant Calcaterra, that play.
Oh, my God. How did we not even get to that yet?
Dude, if he doesn't recover that fumble, we lose.
I rewatched it today. I'm not even kidding. 5 Washington defenders, I think you could say, were in a better position when Goddard caught that ball to make it. I mean, Calcaterra is at the Eagles 45. That ball is fumbled at the Washington 35. The fact he gets there before 5 of the Washington defenders, if this was reverse, we'd be sitting here and going, that's a poor effort play by Washington.
You know what, though? It happened so fast. I don't know if they saw it fast enough to react to it.
Right.
Meaning that when they did see it, Grant was it. I mean, that
well, that's because I think Grant, the second Goddard caught it, is already going full speed, whereas the Washington guys are not. He gets put in a better position.
Which I give him credit for.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Who is the better Elliott, Jake Elliott or Elliott Shore Parks? Jake Elliott at 89%. Now, somebody mentioned there is another Elliott. There's the little kid from E.T.
Ah.
Do you think he would be right? Elliot. You know, E.T. sounded a little bit like the worm.
The worm?
Yeah. Do we think Elliot from E.T. would rank ahead of Elliot Shore Parks as well?
Yes. I think E.T.'s out of the demo.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you put up that poll?
E.T.'s dead.
Who's the better Elliot? Elliot from E.T. or Elliot Shore Parks?
Is Elliot the kid from E.T.?
That's what I'm saying. Yes, okay. That's who the kid is.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why isn't my victory video up?
Tucker.
Well, because Tucker worked at night yesterday, so he doesn't have to work today. Look at here. Here's my hate to pull back the curtain. You see my camera?
Yeah.
My camera is pointed down here.
Yeah.
Rather than up here, because nobody. Forget about the fact the Eagles played yesterday, and today is the day after an Eagles game.
I mean, what
content?
Seriously.
What's Lakin doing?
I was just about to ask that. Where's Rod at? Did he take the day off too?
No, he was here early.
Yeah, but noon okay. Lakin. We had a noon.
Noon Lakin.
Hey, we were lucky to see Ava here. I mean,
Ava works.
Yes. Ava is so easy to troll.
Yeah.
And then Tucker, nowhere to be found.
My goodness. Yeah.
You put a lot of effort into it, too.
It's not like the Eagles are 8-2.
The longest one of the year. I damn near died in here today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Putting your life on the line.
Yeah. Where is this? Nowhere.
Unbelievable.
It's like it didn't even happen.
Yes.
Well, if you want to hear it, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. Free Odyssey app's always working. They don't shut that down the day after an Eagles game.
Goodness.
Use the rewind feature. Subscribe to the podcast. You know, I just want to take a moment. I know we've been excited today, but I do want to take a moment.
You want to take a moment to ruin the excitement.
Yeah. No.
No.
I want to take a moment to put in perspective where we are.
Oh, okay.
Like, let's just think about. I know we all had very high hopes before the season, but let's take our brains back to right before the bye, where we got thrashed by the Tampa Bay Bucks. We had the bye. Then we came out of the bye, played Cleveland, you know, squeaked by Cleveland. Sirianni yells at the fans. People are talking about Nick Sirianni getting fired. Mm-hmm. That was the huge conversation. They got their asses kicked by the Bucks. They barely beat the Browns. Mm-hmm. And here we are 5 weeks later. They're 8-2. They are, at this point, you know, you have to figure the second best team in the NFC, even if we're being conservative about it.
Yep.
They have one of the best defenses in the league, which is shocking. Saquon Barkley, we're having conversations, legitimate conversations, about could he be a running back that wins the MVP? Mm-hmm. That is going to take this moment and say, I'm thrilled that we're here right now because I just didn't see this coming. And I know Jack said he saw a run, but I don't think you saw six games in a row.
No. Even for how positive I am about the football team, I did not see six straight wins coming.
It's just that it's incredible. I'm super happy that we're here. And I know, you know, we had a great record last year at this time, but it didn't feel quite this way.
Yeah, this is much more real than last year.
It just feels cool to have a team where all of a sudden we're thinking this team could be in the Super Bowl. And 5 weeks or 6 weeks ago, we were talking about firing the head coach.
I agree. All I'll say is, before we start doing victory laps, it's a lot of football left to be played.
Oh, yeah. We could be talking about firing him in 3 weeks again.
There's a lot of football left to be played.
I'm just saying Mike's here. One day at a time, Mike.
Yeah. I'm just saying at this point.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm just as excited. I'm just as excited. When we start talking about what the end result is.
Sure.
We got
a
long way to go before we get to the end result, because we can still be mad as hell if they lose in the first round of the playoffs.
I actually want to. I'm going to take that off the table. I'm saying right here, right now, this is a good play. It feels good. It's a good
place. This is like when the Phillies are in the 115-win pace.
Yes.
You know what? If we're being honest, and again, I'm taking the Tampa Bay game out. I know some people may not, but when you don't have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Lane Johnson, I don't know what the team is supposed to do. Like we clearly are at a point where we realize Jalen isn't somebody you could just put him out there with anybody, and he's going to carry you to victory.
Yep.
So that's a loss. I'll chalk that up to guys not being available. But the Atlanta loss wasn't because Atlanta just outclassed us or we didn't show up or something to that nature. I only say this to say.
And we're a Saquon catch away from winning that.
Exactly.
Right.
I didn't even bring that part in there. Thank you for
reminding
me. And
Atlanta's a pretty good team on top of it.
I say that to say we may have overreacted to expectations we placed on the team. That's really all that's happened. We reacted to expectations we had for the team prior to the season, and when they didn't meet those expectations early, we reacted to that. The Eagles, and they certainly are playing better football now, but that should be understandable as you should get better as the season goes along. They're not in. See, the one thing I said about Detroit and some of these other teams, they had the benefit of being in the same offensive system and the same defensive system, so they didn't have new things to learn this offseason. They just basically had to come back, be healthy, and get off to a fast start. The Eagles, they had to learn the offense. They had to know the offense. Jalen had to master the offense. Vic Fangio had to figure out what he has on defense, who fits where, who plays where, who does what well, who doesn't. We finally got Bryce Huff off the field. Like, they had to figure some things out. And now they were able to use, and I'm okay with saying this, they were able to use some inferior opponents to really get clicking and get rolling.
Well, and if I can defend us for a moment there, is I think going into the bye, they were also unhappy with their performance too.
Yes.
You know, I know we can overreact and have expectations.
We're talking about firing coaches and all that stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But also I think they were in a place where they needed changes. You know, that was at a point where we're talking about 18 missed tackles a game and an offense that looked completely out of sorts. And I think that I thought what Nick Sirianni did after the Cleveland game was wrong too. So I think they have come together, but they also acknowledge that we're better than this, you know?
Yeah, everything but you still say, need time,
yes,
though.
Yes,
this is my
only
point. It's like starting off slow in the NBA season and then looking at them in February.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is what the team was supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. It took a few games early in the season to sort of knock the rust off, figure out how to play with each other and all these other things. That's all I'm saying. I think we can criticize. We thought this team was a good football team. It's not like they were a team that didn't have talent before the season started.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 215-592-9494. Oh, I didn't mean to put you on there just now. I got to go to Herb first. I'm sorry. I just got to make sure he's alive. Herb, you okay?
I'm talking to you. I'm on my new 16. I just got it yesterday.
Wow. Oh, new iPhone. This guy.
Wow.
You sound great, buddy.
Using Apple AI, is this real Herb or is it artificial intelligence Herb?
All right, listen, guys.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Here's how I can tell the difference.
Back.
Hold on, Herb. Herb, 1 second. I just got to make sure it's you and not artificial intelligence you. How much money did your bathing suit cost when you went to Brazil?
Did I tell you I took that one with me? Yeah. I bought them in Los Angeles, that bathing suit, that one I showed you.
Yeah, it was
amazing.
Like around $200.
There we go. It's a real Herb. It's a real Herb. Okay, all right. Go on, Herb. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. I want to talk about the Eagles today, okay? What I want to talk about is, okay, the coach talked about the flowers. The flowers are now growing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're smelling like roses.
Oh.
Everywhere it pops out and it grows.
Things are getting better, okay? You remember back in the springtime before the draft, I told you guys it was going to be about the defense.
Yep.
Okay? And when after the draft and they got these two players, okay, and now these guys are coming around, okay? I said a few things to Brandon Graham. I'm watching the game right now that I got the voice down, though. You can't hear it. But
thank you, Herb.
The thing is, I'm going to go out and say after 10 weeks, Jalen Hurts, I'm giving you a B+.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Okay.
And
a little high for me. Yeah.
This guy is a leader, okay? This guy, the problem is some of the play calls that they do, and it's
stink.
Not his fault, it's coming from the offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them work and some of them don't.
That's a good point.
When you hit those, the idea, okay, is for Jalen to take what they give him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take what they give you. In the zone, in the package, sideline, tight end, wide receiver, whatever. It doesn't have to be a throw 40 or 50 yards down the field okay?
Yeah.
A 20-yard pass or a 15-yard pass, whatever it is, a slant in, grab it, run another 5, 10 yards, whatever. Whatever they give you, you get. This team is winning now because of 26, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is the offensive line, they want to push people.
Yes.
They push in the beginning, in the first quarter.
People don't know that. Yeah.
And by the third quarter and fourth quarter,
people don't understand,
now,
Mike.
You can run that. The,
Such
you
a
can
good
run
breakdown.
This direction. You can run the sweeps. You can run the end around. And
what? Yeah, this is the stuff that people don't get.
Barkley is going to break them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got a two. You don't know. He's Mm-mm. over 1,100 yards now. He's pushing 1,200. This guy's got 7 games, and he could do it, okay?
Yeah.
Well,
because
yeah,
as long
so.
As the line stays healthy.
And Jalen gets out of the way.
Mariota got in there last night. He finally got back in. Everybody stays healthy on the line. They start blocking everybody. The technique is straight ahead blocking. Hit your man. Boom, boom, boom. And that guy's going to break it for 30, 40, 50 yards. You saw it. And you're going to keep seeing it the next 7 weeks.
What about the job that Nick Sirianni's done, Herb?
Yeah.
I don't – listen, whatever he does, okay? Stop acting like there's something going wrong with him, okay? I noticed, like, last night.
Yeah.
He's like he don't look like he's, like, firing up, like, different things, open his, what, 6-7 weeks ago or whatever it was, he was doing things that people don't understand or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't get into that. It's for me, it's about winning the football game.
Exactly right.
And not trying to lose the game. Okay?
People don't know that.
Whatever he does, he knows what he's doing. The guy's he's a grown man.
Ike Reese knows what you're talking about.
He knows how to coach. He knows what to do. Let the coaches coach the game.
Yes.
Let the defense, and it's all about communication.
Yep.
I told you, I used that word
master
for the past couple years, okay, when you were in New York, Mike.
Yeah, yep.
I talked about communication on the defense.
Yeah.
That's why last year they were missing tackles. People weren't tackling. Players didn't want to get hurt. There was a few players on that team that are playing now that said, oh, I don't want to get hurt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or so they came back this year because the defensive coordinator, he told them what's up. You want to play? Tackle. You want to play?
Yes.
Make interceptions. You want to play?
Got to make interceptions.
Okay.
People don't know that.
Make the tack. Let me tell you, I was just watching.
Coming up next on the 58th Academy Awards, Best Cinematography, an award presented by Gary Busey and Amy Adams.
I'll tell you what, that looks like the Buddy Ryan.
That is up next.
Yeah.
All right, Herb, we got to go, buddy.
Man.
Thanks.
Everyone took a deep breath.
That dude.
What a performance.
So, as I mentioned, John Gruden made mention of WIP last night on his new gig over with Barstool. Talked about Philadelphia overall. Here's what he had to say. Yes, sir. He had it right. I'm sure that call happened exactly the way he describes, actually. Yeah.
Love John Gruden.
Yeah. I'm glad we're hearing him back again.
He's back in football.
Yeah,
man.
Fun to listen to.
Good, that, great storyteller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, you know him pretty well, right? You know,
no,
you,
I never
oh,
played
you don't know Gruden?
He left the year I came.
Oh,
his last
okay.
year was 97.
Gruden is and he's perfect for that whole thing because they'll just keep making him tell stories, you know. And I'm glad.
And he's got a lot of them.
Yes. I'm glad he has fond memories of what a pain in the ass we are here.
Yeah, because I think Gruden was only here for 2 years with Ray. Right? It was 2 or 3 years with Ray.
Yeah, something like that.
Our
yeah.
offense went down the damn Drain in 98. So he left. I think he went to the Raiders then.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he went to the Raiders to become the head coach in 98, I think.
Three seasons.
He was 95,
96, 97.
Yeah. So I didn't get him. Yeah, I missed him.
Dude, he went from the 97 Eagles offense to the head coach of the Raiders.
Yeah.
Got to get Grudog on the show.
Yeah, Grudog was a young guy, man. He's one of the first young head coaches.
He was right around 30, maybe a little younger than 30 when he started as an offensive coordinator. But
you know who I didn't realize was that young was McVay. McVay still, he hasn't reached 40 yet.
He's already won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been to two.
Well, he's been coaching, it seems like, for 7 or 8 years already.
There was a moment there where he was talking about retiring.
Yeah.
Wasn't
after
he?
They won the Super Bowl.
You imagine you retire at 36 years old, having been to two Super Bowls, won one.
Yeah.
Not a bad little career. But then he thought
to
himself.
Got that pay raise.
Yeah. And he's, what the hell is that? These coaches, man, these head coaches, this is all they do. You know what I mean? Like, I can just imagine Sean McVay waking up after retiring and go, you know, the first couple of days are cool. And then day three, he's like,
what am I doing?
It's like when we have, you have 3 days off in a row. By day three, I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I don't know what to
do today. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to do all day.
Come to work.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How we doing this Victory Friday?
Yes, sir.
Justin, got a big one tomorrow.
Yeah, you dead gum right we do. Speaking of Grudog, there was groomers, as we called it down here. He was going to become the Tennessee coach, and he kind of confirmed that last night. He was flirting with Tennessee a little bit, you know, years ago. But
I don't care.
I know. That was before he took the Raiders job. Retook the Raiders job. But anyway, man, you know how busy I've been today, man.
How busy you been?
I've been busier than a one-legged man in the ice-kicking contest. My dadgum refrigerator went down on me like last Sunday night. Luckily, I've got an old spire in the basement, and we put everything down there. And we ain't got no National Appliance Center down here to where I can, you know, use my Jack Fritz friendly pool.
Yep.
So we had to go get
tell them Fritz sent you.
Appliances. Yeah. Well, I went to the other place and told them Jack Fritz sent me, and they looked at me like I had a third eye going between my head.
Well, in fairness, that might happen at National Appliance Warehouse, too.
Nope.
Oh, man. They treat you,
confetti.
They treat you like family. They treat you like family there, man.
Yep. Have you heard about Price Assure?
Oh, yeah. They'll change the price right in front of you.
Yep.
I mean,
yes.
You got to know what's going on. I mean, you got to be ready.
Yes, sir. What'd you think you're a big play from Reed Blankenship last night?
Oh, man. I was tickled to death, boys. I mean, I you know how happy I was. I mean... Y'all know how happy I was.
Tell me about them two Peters.
Yeah, how many Peters does a dog have now?
I was as happy as a puppy with two Peters and didn't know what to do with either one of them, boys. Me and Owen was throwing the exciting whites out and everything else, boys. And speaking of nicknames, Owen dropped one last night, and I promise y'all, daggone Barstow has dropped the shirt of it. Everybody's calling Q Quintanamo Bay and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about San Quentin? Like, dude, they dropped the shirt. It's like San Quentin. He's got everybody locked up, dude. Ain't nobody can get loose.
I mean, San Quentin.
It's a good name, but you don't like the prison.
Yeah, the prison thing. Although
he's got them locked down, but
I know. San Quentin, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They got the shirt out for it. I mean, Barstool's on top of it. Owen said it last night, and I told him, I said, you've come up with a good one there, son. But, man, that was an awesome game from Saquon last night. Jalen, very frustrating. Watching guys go wide open, and he tries to take off running and gets pulled down from behind, man. Devontae on that crossing route, he was wide open. Probably could have run for another 15 yards if he hits him with it. He tries to step up and run.
Mm-hmm.
Very frustrating, man. Very frustrating. But that daggone D, boys. I'm telling y'all what,
D was good.
R.D.
It's called a big dose of D.
Yeah, buddy. That's what I was waiting on. That daggone defense, man. We're seeing – like, what we've always fussed about, we don't get any production out of our first and second round picks. And, like, Jalen Carter, he started out strong last year, but he kind of faded. He had that rookie wall, as everybody likes to call it. Man.
Whole San team Quignon, hit the rookie wall last year.
Yeah, they did. But San Quignon and Cook, man, if we get our boy Jalen Hunt rocking that 58 going here in the next year or two, Noah Smith starting to come on now a little bit and show why he was a first round pick.
Yeah, another sack for Nolan.
No, man.
I'm shocked by the Nolan Smith thing, man.
Yeah, another sack for Nolan.
He's so small. And the thing that was impressive about the play with him last night is he's fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he that was a And he used his speed there, but he's strong, man. He pushed that offensive lineman right out of the way. And a lot of that's technique, I guess, in the way that, you know, he uses speed to get around him and sort of pushes him that way. But Nolan Smith has really flashed this year, and I'm shocked by it, really.
Hey, man, like you might have a player.
Yeah, yep.
Real quick, though, what I want to hit on with that, though, I mean, he started out, I think he had like a shoulder injury or something in camp last year, and he kind of started slow. And then he has Sean Desai as a defensive coordinator. Then halfway through the season, he has Matt Patricia as a defensive coordinator. And he don't know up is down and up, down is up, you know. I mean, when you're a rookie and something like that happens, that probably kind of throws you for a loop, you know, when you've changed defensive coordinators in the middle of the season like that. And that probably hampered him, you know. He had that late start. But I got a real quick story about these appliances. We went to the place to go get them and everything, and we went to get a fridge. Fridge is 20 years old. You know, me and my wife have been married, had our house 20 years and everything like that. So we got good use out of it. And I told her, hey, you want all new appliances, go ahead and get them. It's fine. You know, everything's going to break. She said, well, we don't need a dishwasher. I said, why not? She said, well, it's not that old. I said, honey, last time I looked, you was 44. Boys, you talk about a look I got.
Oh, no.
Ooh, boy. I saw that one coming.
I did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
Actually, the dishwasher's only like 6-7 years old. You know, we had to replace it 6-7 years ago, but I can't help it. You know, we've been together 24 years, so, I mean, I can get away with that.
She can take that one,
Yeah, I mean, you got to take your shots where you can. But anyway, awesome game last night. Ike, what do you think about tomorrow? Who you got?
Hit the music, Jack.
Georgia.
Unfortunately, anyway, I'm going to let you boys go. I love y'all. I mean it. Let us hear it at 5:30, loud and proud, boys. Sing it.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. Yeah, Georgia's at home, I believe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, great. Good to hear. Is that college football?
Georgia, Tennessee. That's going to be a good one, man. Yeah.
Well, the top 5 of 5 is next. And I think I know 2 of the game balls that Jack will give out. Well, I don't know for sure, but I can guess 2 of them. But I'm curious about the others. You know, there's 2 specific ones that I have in my head, but I'm curious about the others. So that is next. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.